Megan, I have been using our sponsor Element, that's L-M-N-T, to boost my hydration for over a month now, and I'm really loving it. I'm just not very good at drinking plain water, and I love the taste when I pop one of these little packets, I like orange or grapefruit, into a big bottle of water. It's kind of fruity and salty, and it just helps me hydrate better overall.
Element is a zero-sugar electrolyte drink mix born from the growing body of research that shows the best health outcomes occur with higher sodium levels. Each little pack delivers a significant dose of electrolytes, but minus sugar, artificial colors, and other iffy ingredients. Element's flavors are so unique, like fruity watermelon salt and spicy sweet mango chili. And we're going to set our listeners up with a variety pack so you can find your favorite.
Right. You can receive a free Element sample pack containing 8 flavors with any drink mix purchase when you purchase through our custom link, drinkelement.com/momhour. That's DRINKELMNT/momhour. This offer is available exclusively through our partnership and is available for both new and returning customers. And if you're an Element insider, you'll have first access to Element Sparkling, a bold can of sparkling electrolyte water. Again, it's drinklmnt.com/momhour.
Hey everyone, it's Megan, and Sarah and I are coming to you today with a special surprise. So we know you guys are always looking for high quality podcasts about parenting and motherhood. So we're really excited to be partnering with Gimlet Media to let you know about a new podcast that we really think you're going to love.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this. So the podcast is called Motherhood Sessions, and it's a really thoughtful and in-depth look at the pretty massive identity shifts and other issues that motherhood can bring up for us. Megan, we were just talking about that earlier this week on the podcast.
I know, like last episode.
Right?
Yes.
So every episode of Motherhood Sessions is basically like listening in on a therapy session where the host, Dr. Alexandra Sachs, works with women who are struggling with some aspect of motherhood or life through the lens of motherhood. We're already big fans of Gimlet's shows, and this is going to be another really good one, I think.
Yeah, so today we're going to share with you an excerpt of one of the episodes of the show. This one features Julia, who is a Korean-American woman who's grappling with some identity issues after being raised by a white family and then not having much connection to her Asian culture until she had her first biological child. It's a really fascinating and, I thought, pretty emotional conversation, and it really got me thinking.
Megan, in our episode on Tuesday, we were just talking about how therapy, counseling can be so good for getting to know yourself. I didn't even think about the fact how powerful is it to listen to someone else working through their stuff with someone as trained and qualified as Dr. Alexandra Sachs. I thought it was fascinating, too, to listen to this trailer.
Yeah, it definitely gave me a lot to think about. And I had the same thought. Like, if you can't get to therapy by yourself right now, you can definitely learn a lot about yourself and through the experiences of other women while listening to these episodes.
Totally. So just so you guys know, Motherhood Sessions does cover sensitive topics, and the show does include some profanity, not the trailer you're about to hear, but when you get into listening to the show itself. So you might want to wait until the kids aren't around to tune into this one. We just loved how compelling and honest this conversation between Dr. Sachs and Julia is, and we think you're really going to like it.
Yep. So just keep listening to hear the extended trailer. Again, the show itself has some sensitive content, but the trailer is clean, so you are cool to just listen along. It's about 5 minutes long, and we think it's going to hook you like it is already hooking us. The show actually launches today, so if you like what you hear, make sure to subscribe to Motherhood Sessions on Spotify or, you know, wherever you listen to the Mom Hour.
Thanks, guys.
Enjoy this little sneak peek of Motherhood Sessions.
This is Motherhood Sessions. I'm Dr. Alexandra Sachs. I'm a reproductive psychiatrist who works with pregnant women and new mothers. In our work, we talk about the most confusing and difficult issues that come up when you're a new mom, how motherhood can make you look at yourself in totally new ways. Each episode of this show is like a therapy session I'd have in my office, except these brave women are having these conversations out in the open. Today, I'm talking with a woman we're calling Julia.
I'm kind of what people call the model adoptee. I was a very good kid. I never did anything to make my parents mad. I always wanted their acceptance and approval. And, you know, I never did anything really rebellious. I've lived my whole life like that up until, until I became a mom.
Julia was adopted as a baby from South Korea and grew up in a small town on the East Coast with very few people of color. It wasn't until Julia became a mother that she began to reckon with her own childhood. This came in the form of asking questions about how she was raised and where she was from. Her parents were loving, but they didn't acknowledge how she looked different and was different from them. They were white and she was not. Julia knows that her parents loved all of their kids just the same, and they were just trying to make her feel like she fit in. But she also took in the message that she needed to be like them to be accepted by them.
Because of how I was raised, I didn't see myself as Asian. I saw myself as a white person. Mm-hmm. Growing up, whenever I saw other Asian people, that would be like, oh, I'm Asian. Whether it was getting Chinese food at the local Chinese restaurant, because that was the only place that you saw Asian people, I'd be like, oh, yeah.
Did you forget otherwise that you were Asian?
Yeah. I think I just didn't want to be Asian.
When you say you didn't want to be Asian, do you know why?
I think it's because I was raised in I was raised with a belief that being white is better. Okay. Does that make sense?
Well, it sounds like another way of putting it is that in recognizing that you were Asian, you saw yourself as lesser than because that was your parents' implied connotation.
Right. It's so complicated.
How does it feel to hear me say that in such a straight line?
I think it's true.
What made you want to look into finding out more about your biologic parents?
Oh, okay. Becoming a mom changed a lot of things for me. Just having kids, my own biological children, really made me see the importance of knowing my history and where I come from. You know, because my kids are the first biological relatives that I've ever seen. And so that was so cool. And even still, I'm just like, oh my gosh. Like, I look at them, I'm like, oh my gosh, you came for me.
So it gave you a good feeling being biologically connected to them, and you wanted to have that same feeling maybe that you could get from meeting other relatives?
Just made me realize how difficult a decision it must have been for my birth mother to relinquish me. I guess you're right. I did kind of want to know who else is out there like me.
There are so many layers in therapy. Despite their limitations, Julia loves her parents, so she's afraid of hurting their feelings by telling them how unseen she felt as a child and how she still feels. On this episode of Motherhood Sessions, Julia and I talk about how to have this conversation and how to prepare for the reaction that scares her the most.
Will they reject me?
Because you've had a lot of love received because you've reinforced. You've mirrored them, actually.
Yeah, I've done everything that I'm supposed to do.
So the question is, if you're a little rebellious by simply telling the truth.
Right.
Which is that being adopted has, in fact, impacted your identity and your emotional development. Mm-hmm. If you tell them that simple truth, will it be so disruptive to their worldview and cause them to feel pain and make them want to go away and not love you anymore?
I don't want to lose their love by telling them that I'm searching for my birth family.
You can hear more of this conversation and find out what happened when Julia talked with her mom on Motherhood Sessions. You can find Motherhood Sessions for free on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's Motherhood Sessions from Gimlet Media, available everywhere now.
Guess what, Megan? Over 10,000 teens are already using our sponsor, Erica, to help them unplug.
That is amazing. Erica, that's Erica with a K, is the social media health app for teens that gives them the tools to unplug whenever they need to for improved health, study focus, sleep, and daily balance. It's so cool how this works to hide distracting apps from your phone at the touch of a button, keeping them out of sight and out of mind without deleting your data.
Yeah, you know, teens really get that social media comes with risks, including addiction. And Erica helps them build healthy habits and self-regulation that will benefit them their whole lives. Tell your teens about Erica and save 20% on the Erica Family Plan with promo code THEMOMHOUR. Go to erica.app and search for plans. That's Erica with a K, Erika.app, and use code THEMOMHOUR to save 20%.
Hi, everyone. Megan here. Sarah and I would absolutely love it if you would hit pause right now, like right where you're listening, and leave The Mom Hour a rating and review. If our show has helped you feel a little more confident as a mom or a little less alone, this is one of the biggest ways you can thank us, and it really only takes about 30 seconds. If you're listening to Apple Podcasts, you can navigate to The Mom Hour's show listing. So when you're in the episode you're listening to right now, click where it says The Mom Hour just above the play button, and then scroll all the way to the bottom and you will see the ratings and reviews. We would love if you would leave us one as well. Thank you so much for listening.